I mean, getting back to the story with Guardian and the missing $3 million, again, I gave the information to the press reporters. I don't know if they're trying to protect Guardian. I have no idea. But those attorneys were handpicked by him, and obviously they were incompetent.
I'm not an attorney, but it looks like, even though it looks creepy and that money is somewhere, they can't figure it out where it is, Atlantic City, I do not think that they are going to walk out of this the winner, and they're probably never going to see that money come back. And with all due respect, Mayor Langford and whoever was in charge back then, the judge pretty much says, hey, listen, if you're going to get into a contract with big money like that, you better do your due diligence and write your contract terms out much more clearly, because it looks like the judge says, hey, listen, nobody really broke the law here. It was just a poorly written contract.
And, you know, Guardian's attorneys, I believe, in the initial lawsuit, that they named the wrong defendants. They had the Lax brothers as the defendants, and that was thrown out. And at one point, the attorneys were going to be sanctioned. I think Atlantic City is going to be on the hook for all of the legal fees, and those attorneys may be sanctioned, and those attorneys are going to turn around and tell Atlantic City, hey, this is a multi-million dollar loss for Atlantic City, I believe.
Atlantic City is one big giant piggy bank. It's one big sucker. Everybody just comes in, whether it's the state or other people, they just know that Atlantic City is a big giant cookie jar. And I hate to say that, but Atlantic City doesn't do a very good job defending against those outsiders that come in and either take money out or rape it or borrow money that you can't find anymore or sue the city or settlements are done. I mean, look at Padula. So Padula's going for $5 million against Mayor Guardian. And then Craig Calloway ups Padula, says, $5 million? I think I'm going to try to sue somebody for $10 million. So it's Atlantic City is the land of sue us, so you have a pretty good chance of walking away with a big paycheck.
And also the mayoral candidate, Joseph Palillo, I know he has a tort claim. I don't know if he's followed through with it. That might be another lawsuit against the city.
It's so important to have independent media, because otherwise you're not going to get this out of the old school mainstream media. And we know what we're talking about there. Another example is what's happening with the Ocean Club and the Chelsea Neighborhood Beach. There's no one covering that. And back in the day when we were youngsters, King, you know, the local newspapers, they were really the community watchdogs. They kept everybody on their toes, elected leaders on their toes. But what's happening at the Chelsea area beach and the Ocean Club, where the CRDA and the city council is trying to give away that beach to a redeveloper without really informing the public? Sometimes I say, you know what? It's not that the bad guys are the city council or CRDA. A part of the responsibility is for the residents to pay attention to this stuff and push back. And a lot of residents are kind of in a daze, and legal marijuana, is not even available yet.
I know that Frank Talk was very interested in that Ocean Club story. And why are they protecting the developer or protecting that story, Mel? You have it on AC Primetime and Down Beach Buzz and all of your great sites. But why in the world doesn't the media report on these stories?
Well, even though most people know who the developer is, it doesn't matter exactly, because if that developer doesn't come through, or they finally say, no, we don't want to use him, the bottom line is that space can then be used by some other developer. That's why the name of the developer is not as important as we think it is.
Okay.
You know, we all know who it is, but if he doesn't cut the mustard, they're going to put somebody else in there. And the thing about it is the brand new land use rules and the zoning rules that have been recently written and approved by the CRDA, you could put a Ferris wheel there. You could put a water park there. That is what is freaking out the Ocean Club. And they weren't made aware that these big decisions were about to go down. And the Chelsea neighborhood figured out it's really not an Ocean Club issue. It's a Chelsea neighborhood issue. That is why the entire neighborhood of Chelsea is freaking out that Mayor Gilliam doesn't seem to have been paying. You know, he was not telling the truth in the most recent city council meeting video.
How so? What
Well, if you watch the video,
okay,
and it's up on the City of Atlantic City or it's on AC Prime Time, you listen to him talking, but then you get to see all the documents, the city council agenda, all of the planning board documents that we've gathered. Yeah, the planning board of Atlantic City is hand-picked by, take a guess who?
Is it the mayor?
That is correct.
Okay.
So the mayor guardian hand-selects the planning board.
Right.
I guess this is complicated, but the bottom line is they were pushing through some major changes to how the beaches can be used. And they wanted to take over three blocks of beaches, hand it over to the CRDA. The CRDA would then provide a developer to do whatever they wanted. This is a big story, and traditional mainstream media is ignoring it.
Why are they ignoring it? That's what I don't get.
Well, when you're a one newspaper town and you are getting money from the casinos and other power players, you have financial pressure to avoid stories or amplify stories. Let's face facts. When you tune into other radio stations or look at the paper, they're always talking about drug busts and bank robberies and overdoses. To me, I don't believe that kind of stuff is real news. But it keeps them talking about something, and they avoid talking about the stuff that really affects Atlantic City taxpayers. Hey, God bless Anthony Catanoso getting the steel pier observation wheel going. That's a nice story, but that's really an advertising story, a puff piece. But what they should be talking about is who's going to be the new city council president of Atlantic City. Is the CRDA truly taking over the entire tourism district? Are they changing all the rules to push out lower-income taxpayers? I believe that's the story the press of Atlantic City should be covering.
Guardian is done in another day or so. He's leaving behind a complete mess in terms of these lawsuits. How do you think Gilliam's going to do?
I think that he's going to have people like you and Frank and other players going to put pressure on him. And in the day where everything is videotaped and it's easy to Oprah request documents, Mr. Gilliam and all of City Council, this is a fair warning to all of them. You now have a whole new group of people, independent media operators, they're going to look and we're going to fact check you, because we know the press of Atlantic City is not going to fact check you. But King Arthur will, Mel Taylor will, and Linda Cohen will, and Frank Talk and King Arthur will. So I believe they better be on their best behavior. And, you know, Mayor Guardian, before he's done, you know, he's trying to get the remainder of that MGM endowment fund. You know, it was $5 million that the Borgata said, hey, Atlantic City, thanks for letting us build a casino on your dump in the Marina District. And that $3 million went away. We know that $3 million went to small business loans that never went anywhere. And then most recently, Mr. Guardian just announced they're going to take the final remaining $1.3 million and they're going to spend it before that administration exits. So Mr. Guardian, as a lame duck mayor, is doing everything he can before he heads up to Tom's River.
You mentioned Councilman Small, who is the council. You don't think he's going to remain as council president? What do you hear?
Well, it's going to be a battle between himself and Big Mo Delgado. And I don't know who's going to win, but I can tell you one thing. I don't trust 99% of city council. I believe they're lazy or they're already smoking pot thinking that marijuana will soon be legalized.
Do you think... You know, they've been voting in blocks 5-4. Do you expect a 5-4 vote for city council president? Because that's what it was last year.
There's always a chance that somebody is going to jump ship and someone's going to change sides depending on the deal. But at the end of the day, I can tell you something that's very truthful. City council is nothing but a set of placeholders. It's the CRDA that has 100% control of the tourism district. Everything they're doing, from the planning and development and zoning and issues, the CRDA controls everything. So while people think a new governor's coming in, and when people think, well, pretty soon, within under 5 years, the state takeover will be over, just keep this in mind. As long as the CRDA is in place, they run the economic engine of Atlantic City. Let me say that again. If the state takeover were to stop tomorrow, it doesn't matter, because the state controls the economic engine of Atlantic City via the CRDA, the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. How do I know that? I just read the basic meeting minutes. I watch the videos. But nobody else seems to read that stuff, especially the City Council of Atlantic City.
And if you're just joining us, Mel Taylor on the phone with us from AC Primetime, Down Beach Buzz, Brigantine Now, and so many others. One of the big stories of, well, let me just go back for a second. Will the CRDA get out of the contract with Miss America, $4 million last year?
I think they're going to reserve judgment to see how the Miss America reorganizes itself. I still think there's value in Miss America, but just not the way it was financially put together or subsidized. But I do think that a new Miss America with new sponsorship, with zero sponsorship or reduced sponsorship coming out of the CRDA, it's probably what we will see. And but I just wanted to also, before I forget, I can also almost assure you that the Chelsea Tower of Tropicana, they're not going to pay taxes to Atlantic City. That's going to get rolled up into the pilot. And, oh, that Hard Rock Car Wash and gas station, that's going to get rolled up into the pilot. So for those of you who are listening that really think, like Kaleem Shabazz from the city of Atlantic City, who says, no, the Chelsea Tower of the Tropicana, that's still in our tax rolls. Well, no, Kaleem, you voted for that overpass, for that walkway between Tropicana and Chelsea, which I think is a great idea. But the moment that happens, you no longer receive taxes from the Chelsea Hotel. It's now part of Tropicana. I'm telling you, the leadership of Atlantic City is either lazy or not capable of reading, or they're already thinking that pot is legalized in Atlantic City. You notice how I keep on going back to the recreational marijuana joke?
I've noticed it. And one of the big stories of last year, and you covered it probably better than anyone, was the Dunes, the Margate Dunes. And I mean, you could go back on the Down Beach Buzz, and I mean, you have just documentation of how they completely screwed that whole thing up, the residents up in arms. Where do we stand with that going into 2018, Mel?
Well, because those dunes were built, it exacerbated a flooding issue in Margate. And, of course, the state of New Jersey and the DEP and the Army Corps of Engineers, they got no problem with that. They'll just fix it. So throughout the year of 2018, they're going to install outfall pipes, a series of five or six new outfall pipe drainage systems. So sadly, even though the dune is just about built, just about like 99% done, Margate will endure another 12 months of fixing the problem that was created by the Army Corps of Engineers, and that is the potential for flooding behind the dune, between the dune and the bulkhead. So the federal government, that's all of us taxpayers, we are going to chip in for about $12 million and installing outfall pipes along every single street end. It's a kind of a network of pipes that will feed into about five brand new outfall pipes. So long story short, Margate will endure another 12 months of additional beach work. That's on top of those dunes that we've endured for the past 12 months.
Wow, a lot of info. Mel Taylor, check him out on AC Primetime, Down Beach Buzz, Brigantine Now, and looking forward to having you on the air a lot more in 2018 and bringing all of the news stories that seemingly are unfit to print by our local newspaper to the airwaves and your websites and Facebook, your social media, second to none, Mel. Congratulations on all of your great work in 2017.
Hey, and thank you for recording your clips and putting them up on YouTube and your website. If I miss a show, your show on Saturday morning. I always head up to your YouTube channel.
Okay, yeah, excellent. Yeah, we do have a YouTube channel and also WIBG.com where you can listen live to our broadcast on Saturday. They'll have a lot of the replays as well.